Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, do you think PG&E is going to comply with this?
Well, so far what they've done is Bill Johnson, the CEO, issued a statement that basically was a three-paragraph no comment. But he did point out that PG&E had worked in with the state on this plan, that it was approved by the Public Utilities Commission plan, that fires were prevented by it. And as a matter of fact, there were some 50 instances where the equipment had been damaged by the high winds, and there wasn't a fire as a result of that, any of those. And that basically, I got the feeling from reading it that it was like, hey, look, we followed the rules. We did what we did. If we overdid it and there were mistakes made, that's what happens the first time out. We'll try to make it better the next time. The governor, however, wants to try to make it so there isn't a next time.
But the governor, as we say very carefully here, he's urging PG&E to give people money. He's urging them to do the right thing. He has no authority to make them do anything like that.
No, he doesn't. That's where the Public Utilities Commission comes in. As a matter of fact, you know, they have the authority, the right, and the power to do a lot of things with Pacific Gas and Electric. And they've been criticized for not doing that in recent years. It led to poorly oversight of the safety of the lines, questions about whether the money was spent there or going into executive bonuses. All different things like that were brought up. So there was a state agency that was supposedly involved in this as well. I don't hear the governor saying too much about that, except for he wants a plan and a look-see at this shutdown to make sure it worked. What we've really got here is a couple of things working. You know, you've got a race against time because we don't know if this is going to be the only shutoff we have this fire season because the fire seasons are longer. But the governor and the legislature don't want a repeat of it next year. It's bad for the economy. It's bad for the image of California. And it's definitely bad for the over 700,000 customers who were affected by it. But Doug, you were with the governor on the day of the shutdown, and I was there at that press conference. And what was it? It took two or three tries at the question of how do you feel about it before you expressed
right.
any anger.
It took about 10 minutes before he finally gave us the soundbite we were looking for at the end.
Exactly. So how much of this is policy? How much of this is actually going to be paybacks for rebates given to customers remain to be seen. But right now, it's good press. And then, as we know, the governor is very good at that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.